From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. 2 episodes. That's how long it took Fox to cancel its new drama, Lone Star, making the show the first casualty of the new TV season. While broadcasters are notorious for having little patience this time of year, commentator Andrew Wallenstein says Lone Star is not the typical early victim.
Charles Darwin wasn't just right about evolution. His theories also hold true for the fall TV season. Every year, it seemed like the week shows were the first to get canceled, which brought a sense of order to the universe. You know, like when ABC 86'd its sitcom adaptation of the Geico caveman ad. But this year was different. The stunner here is that Lone Star was touted by critics as one of the very best pilots in this year's crop.
What do you need? How much do you want? You want 1 million? You want 2 million?
It stood out because of the originality of its story, which followed a con man attempting to juggle two different lives and two different women.
Why would you do this?
Because I'm in love, Dad.
Are you in love with son? Your fake wife, your fake girlfriend?
Which isn't to say the quick hook Fox just gave Lone Star wasn't justified. The series ratings weren't just bad, they were really, really, really bad. And so, a search for meaning follows any tragic death, and Lone Star's is no exception. The theories abound, like the simple fact Lone Star faced off against some tough competition, like Dancing with the Stars and Monday Night Football. Or you could point to the notion that Lone Star had complicated, serialized storylines, which didn't tie into a neat bow at the end of each episode. But what's worse is that the demise of Lone Star forces us to confront some hard truths about the true nature of the TV audience. Like when you look at the ratings results of this year's new crop, it's hard not to despair that the ones that succeeded stuck to the tried-and-true formulas. The new CBS sitcom Mike and Molly worked because it's the same dopey romantic comedy we've seen 1,000 times already.
You finally called her? Why am I just hearing about this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Haven't you been following my Facebook page?
Or there's NBC's The Event, which may fancy itself a spooky mystery, but it's so clearly ripping off the recently departed favorite, Lost.
What is going on?
We've lost all radar capability. Our entire system is down.
Do you know what I think really killed Lone Star? Here's what you need to understand about a TV pilot. It's the idea of a show, what it might grow into as opposed to what it actually is. And critics responded to that because they saw the potential for an intimate character study of an anti-hero. But all the audience had to go off of was Fox's marketing. The commercials seemed to be setting up a very different kind of show, one that emphasized Lone Star's Texas setting and soapier elements. In short, it made it seem like the second coming of Dallas. But I don't get the sense American viewers are hungering for the return of Dallas. Then again, we don't know what the audience is really thinking. Which is why the awful truth is, we'll never know what exactly killed Lone Star. Why do bad things happen to good shows? Unfortunately, sometimes they just do.
Commentator Andrew Wallenstein writes for The Hollywood Reporter.